And now for the other side, the Democratic Party perspective. We're joined now by State Democratic Party Chairman John Walsh. John, good morning and thanks for speaking with us.
Good morning, Bob.
We just heard Jennifer Nassour say that she believes that Democrats are vulnerable across the board, congressional races, state races. Start with congressional Democrats. Who's vulnerable from your point of view?
Well, you know, I love Jen, and I think that I want to start that any politician who starts an election thinking they're not vulnerable is the most vulnerable to start with. So, but in this election, clearly there's an open seat in the 10th congressional district where the voters have been used to good Democratic representation with Bill Delahunt. I think there are a couple of the cases where Jen is probably going to be looking hard at Nikki Tsongas's race and maybe Barney Frank's. The interesting piece, I think, there is they're going after two of our most aggressive and effective campaigners. So I think about it that these are going to be competitive races, but I think that we have a very good chance of upholding all of them. There's at least one race in Massachusetts where the Tea Party perspective seems to be holding forward, and that's Jeff Perry, who's been working very, very hard.
In the 10th Congressional District.
Thank you. In the 10th, where Jeff is playing very hard to the hard right of the National Party.
I'm going to interrupt you there. Jeff Perry, of course, faces the Democrat in the 10th Congressional District, Norfolk County District Attorney Bill Keating. I want to ask you, John, are you confident that when the votes are counted on election night in November, that Massachusetts' all-Democratic congressional delegation will remain all-Democratic? Are you prepared to make that prediction today?
Well, you know, Bob, I've been doing this long enough, and a long time ago I gave up predicting politics as a very, very dangerous occupation. But I think that each one of those individual races are extremely winnable for us. We're not taking any of them for granted. We're going to work very, very hard for them.
How are Democrats going to counter what Jennifer Nassour was talking about vis-a-vis the economy? It remains soft. People across Massachusetts feel uncomfortable. That's very clear when you go out and talk to people. They're not necessarily feeling very secure. If the message this fall is jobs and the economy, aren't Democrats vulnerable?
I believe you're correct that the message overwhelmingly will be jobs in the economy. And I think that while it is true that we're not in a spot where we want to be, Massachusetts is in a better spot than most other states in the nation. Just yesterday, we announced that there was the seventh consecutive month of private sector job growth in Massachusetts.
But that doesn't matter if you're sitting at the kitchen table and you're unemployed, or your wife is unemployed, or someone in your family is unemployed and struggling. The numbers that are talked about in the media, frankly, are meaningless.
No, that's absolutely true. I mean, and I think that that's the challenge of any time. If there was 2% unemployment and you're one of them, then this is 100% unemployment for you. And I think that the question that people will have to work through over these next 50-odd days is what direction are we going in? And I think that the key thing for people to understand is that in Massachusetts, we are going in the right direction. But I think that the question is, do we want to go back with the Republicans to the policies that put us in this ditch in the first place?
All right.
That's what's on offer.
I want to interrupt you and ask you one more question about Governor Patrick. Governor Patrick, by some measures, leads in the polls in his reelection bid, but maybe only by a few points over Republican Charlie Baker, with Tim Cahill, the independent, a distant third, and Jill Stein, the Green Rainbow Party candidate, trailing down in the single digits. How vulnerable is Governor Patrick in this election bid? And if he's reelected, will he be reelected with way less than a majority of the vote, way less than 50%?
I think that Governor Patrick has a tough race. But what is important here is that people are taking a look at not a referendum on what Governor Patrick's done, but a choice between what's on offer by him and his opponents.
Okay, John Walsh, chairman of the Massachusetts Democratic Party, thank you very much for your time.
You're very welcome.